Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Chet that we begin today, and it's Mishnah Aleph, of course. So now the question, a new Perek that deals with completely different issues, is what is the assumption? What do we assume is the chazaka of water that we find that we have a right to consider it to be a kosher mikveh or not? Now, the reason that this is a problem, of course, is because something may look like a kosher mikveh, it may smell like a kosher mikveh, it may taste like a kosher mikveh, but it's only a kosher mikveh in the matrix. Why is it not a real kosher mikveh? Because maybe what you're looking at is, first of all, maybe it was Mayim Shu'uvim. Ah, come on, how did you get so much Mayim Shu'uvim out in the middle of nowhere? Well, maybe it was a mikveh that somebody had filled with Shloi Shalugim of Mayim Shu'uvim, and now it's got more rainwater, but it was pusel, because originally somebody came out and did their laundry and they bought a bucket of water. Who knows? I mean, don't you have to worry about that kind of thing as well? So the klal is like this. We know that Eretz Yisrael is tahora, in the sense that there, if you go into Chutz La'aretz, there is a din called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, right? And over there, we're choshesh that any kind of actual earth that is brought from Eretz Ha'amim, it actually would contain maybe an etzem of a mace, because they're not makbid on where it is to make sure that there shouldn't be any tuma that people are exposed to. So therefore, we have the gezera of Eretz Tumas Ha'amim. Masha Enkein, even places where there were goyim in Eretz Yisrael, there was never a gezera of Tuma in Eretz Yisrael, Stam, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is Becheskas Taira. And so wherever you walk, unless it's marked, of course, they used to mark with the lime, they used to mark the kvaris, but unless it's marked, the area is kosher. You don't have to be chayish for a Beis HaPras or for a kever. What's more, even its mikvaot are tor. Now, when it says mikvah here, it doesn't mean, you know, a sign on top, mikvah. It means a collection of water, mikveh mayim. A mikvah of mayim is assumed to be mayim that comes from megishamim and not mayim shu'uvim, because people need mikvaot in Eretz Yisrael, since they were very makbid on taira. And therefore, it's extremely unlikely that someone would have passeled a mikveh and there wouldn't be a sign, do not be tevel here. So therefore, you can assume that it was kosher. Masha Enkein, if you have collections of water, which is mikvaot, what we're talking about, mikvaot ha'amim, you've got a collection of water in Chutz La'aretz, and these are made by goyim. So in that case, they're only kosher for a balkeri. Because remember, we call a shu'uvim mikveh, or what they call sometimes a men's mikveh as a euphemism. So it's really only kosher for a balkeri, because the balkeri isn't being tevel midiraisa. The balkeri is being tevel to be able to say brochas and tefillas, because he's being makbid on the takonas Ezra, that was entirely a takona, which was not negeh the diraisa, as if someone who's a balkeri is not allowed to say Divrei Kedusha. But of course, when you rise in the end, that takana is no longer binding. So if somebody is machmer on himself that he doesn't want to daven as a balkeri, he can use that mikveh, because for the kal taira of a balkeri, we allow a mikveh that is made from mayim shu'uvim. So you can use that mikveh, but you can only use it for balkeri. And afilu nit mal'u Bekilon, even if we end it up, and we know for a fact that the entire thing went through a water pipe, which means that the whole thing came out of the municipal water supply, it would still be kosher. Masha Enkein, to use it for any type of tefillah that was necessary, midiraisa, or other than the takanas Ezra, we do not use that, unless, of course, it has a hechsher. Somebody made it specifically as a mikveh, and that's anything in Chutz La'aretz is assumed to be only kosher for shu'uvim. Shebe'eretz Yisrael, Shechutz le mifpach tisherim af lanidais. Now, we said that the mikvaot are kosher, but how kosher in Eretz Yisrael? How much can you be somech on the chazakah? So look, if you're talking about mikvaot that are outside of the city limits, so that there's a gate to the town, that's the miftach, and outside of the town, you have these mikvaot. That you can be somech is totally a mikvah that's kosher, even benogei Isser Kores. But when it comes to inside the city, over there, remember that the standard was to build a municipal pool for doing laundry. So the people didn't have access to the type of water in their homes that could actually do laundry indoors. So they would go to the municipal laundry pool. That's the koves that we find in Tanakh, that there were brechot for kvisa, or people may actually, they didn't have showers, they didn't have bathrooms that they could wash in, so there were public baths. You don't know inside of a city whether this is something that was actually made for bathing in, which case it would be mayim shuvim, or for washing clothes in, and over there you would certainly have to be choshish that it's not kosher for anida. So if it's outside of town, which was not where such things were made, so then we have to assume that this is where nidos would be going to be teva in private and so on. These were certainly not mayim she'uvim. These are kosher waters. If they're milifnim min hamiftach, so then they're kosher in Eretz Yisrael, but only to Balei Kerayon. But they would be possible for any other use of tuma, because we have to assume that these were places where people would wash, and therefore there's probably mayim she'uvim or issues that come from mayim she'uvim, like washing things that would then consider to be containers, and they fell back into the water, and it was shloisha lugin that fell in, and so on. And therefore, you have to assume, even in Eretz Yisrael, that it's not kosher if it's inside of the city. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, it's not a question about the inside the city. It's a question of where it's likely that they were used for other purposes. Hakrovim le'ir v'laderech. So anything that is actually near a city or it's off of the highway, a little bit off of the highway, but it's close. So over there, people who pass by there might certainly have used it for kvisa. And therefore, since part of kvisa, remember, is that the spin cycle in those days was taking the clothes out of the water and squeezing the water out of the clothes. But the problem is, if you squeeze water out of clothes, that water is mayim she'uvim, as we saw, right? And then if this pool was chaser, and you'd finished doing your clothes, and now it's time for the spin cycle, and you spend the next half hour squishing out all of that water from your clothes, much of that water would have been mayim she'uvim that could easily have gone into a mikveh whose capacity was diminished by the large wash that you did today, and it was now shloish shalugin mayim she'uvim that passed the mikveh that was chaser kurtav. So therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, that's a standard use. I mean, what is a guy supposed to do if he's on the road? He goes to the laundromat. Well, this pool is the laundromat. If you could see it from the road, I mean, that's what everybody would be doing. And so the spin cycle in a laundromat will probably passel this mikvah of mayim. Harachokim, but if they're out of the way and nobody's going by there or would know that it's there, there you don't have to be cheshesh, and only there you can assume that this is actually a mikvah kishera. Shmu, do we continue or? Yes. Mikvaot perek chet mishnah beit. Now, we talked about over here a specific mikveh that is meant for Balei Kerayon, which is called a mikveh she'uvim mikveh or a man's mikveh. Now, the question is, what actually would make a person considered to be a Balei Kerayon that was metame? Because remember, mi'ikar hadin, the halacha of a Balei Kerayon is only where you're talking about semen that is Tomei Midiraisa. Now, Simon, Tomei Midiraisa is only where Kol Gufo Margish Baham. So the person actually had to feel that he had ejaculated. The question of whether there was leakage of semen or whether there was urine that had semen in it or somehow from before, those are not going to be mitame. And therefore, when we talk about a balkeri over here, it could be even a drabbonim, which the Takanas Ezra is chalai. So what would be considered a balkeri that midrabbonim actually a trichim tvila? So elu vale kiryan shein trichim tvila. So suppose ra'a ma'im chalukim o achurim. So suppose somebody is urinating, but he's not urinating normally. He's dribbling. That's what chalukim means. So there's separate drops. So if he is actually dribbling, or if the urine is not normal color, so the urine seems to be achurim, it's more opaque, like it has other things in it, so then something strange over here because it doesn't seem to be normal urine. So then the question of whether we consider this to be normal urine or whether it's considered to be urine mixed with prostate fluids and possibly actual sperm. So bitchila, if this happens when he starts to urinate and it's usually, and then he ends up really, this dribbling turns into a normal stream of urine and this discoloration turns into a normal stream of urine, then, look, we have to assume in that case that he's tahor. Why? Because we can assume it's a chazaka that if there were issues in which he would be having some kind of prostate fluid or some kind of issue that was causing dribbling, the norm is that the urine is going to come out first. There's much greater pressure on the urine, and therefore it must be that since this turns out to be a urination, then it would be urine. But if it was be'emtza or besof, so suppose initially he was urinating normally, and now as he reaches the end of his urine stream, there is this discoloration or opaqueness in whatever this liquid is, or there's dribbling. So then we have to assume that actually it isn't urine any longer, because if it would have been, then we would have seen this simen at the beginning, not at the end. If it goes on the whole time, mitchila va'at sof tohor, and if we saw the same simen from the beginning of a normal, what would normally be his urination, and he's dribbling the whole time, so then we need to assume, okay, since it's unusual for there to be any type of prostate fluid before urination, this must be his urination, and maybe he's got a bladder infection or something like that. That's, or maybe he's got a prostate infection that's causing a difficulty for urination. And because of that, we don't assume that there's any kind of carry in this. This is all benogea, remember, all benogea derabbanan, which is why we're making these easy, glib assumptions. Because in order to be tamei deraisa, there had to have been an actual kol gufo margish baham. So there had to have been an actual ejaculation. Now, in a case where levanim v'nimshachim, how about in a case where the discoloration was not just a discoloration, it looks white and sticky, the way that semen actually looks, that is definitely tamei. So there it doesn't matter whether it was mitchila, whether it's sof, that's considered to be, at least midrabbanan, that's considered to make him a balkeri. Rabbi Yossi Omer, there's no difference. Levanim ka'achurim, just because something is white or sticky, it makes no difference. And it's the same thing as achurim. We don't have a gezerah. It's only if it comes out at the end, like we said before. But if it's at the beginning, then we consider it to be urine and he's tahar. All right, to be continued, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. All right, so we got some serious work done today, Shmu, huh? Are you impressed? Okay, great. All right, Kol Tov, everyone, and have a very happy, beautiful Yom Shleishim Emer, which is great. And you can keep on going, because we're getting close to Lag BaOmer, which means Shmoo's going to be after me to get a Lag BaOmer interruption shear. But it can't be an interruption shear. It's got to be part of our preparations for Shavuos. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem. Kol tov, everyone.